Did you know that one of Norway's popular writers is actually Czech, or that in the mid-1930s, Karel Čapek fell in love with the forests and skies of Scandinavia? And do Czechs and Danes have more in common than just beer? Those are questions that David looks at. Czech books.
This year, Czech Radio is enjoying a Scandinavian literary season, and this inspired me to look at some of the links between the Czech and Scandinavian literary worlds. I talked to one of the Czech Republic's most respected experts on the region, Martin Humpal, who teaches Norwegian language and literature at Prague's Charles University. I asked him whether Czech interest in Scandinavian writing has a long history.
Yes, it does, and I think that Czechia, or Czechoslovakia in earlier times, was really interested in being in touch with Scandinavian countries. We are, after all, a small country, and I think that Czechs have always thought that we who come from small countries, we always have something in common. And I think that Norwegians, for example, they tend to look at our country in a similar way as well. And Scandinavian literature was extremely popular here already from, let's say, the end of the 19th century, and then it continued pretty much during the first half of the 20th century.
Is that partly because of the process of national and linguistic emancipation that we saw in many parts of Europe throughout the 19th century, this idea of emerging national literatures, as you see definitely in Czech literature in the 19th and early 20th century, and presumably there were other countries all looking to each other to see what was going on in that process?
Yes, definitely, and it was not by chance that I mentioned Norway earlier, because Norway underwent a similar process of something which we might call national revival in the 19th century. This process of emancipation that Norway underwent from, let's say, 1814 until the beginning of the 20th century has sometimes been compared to the similar process in this country.
And in literary terms, are there cases of works being translated or of imitation or adaptation of particular writers or styles?
Well, obviously some of the big writers that have become famous all over the world that came from Scandinavia, such as Ibsen, they were obviously popular here, although speaking specifically of Ibsen, I think he never quite gained such great popularity as he enjoyed, for example, in Germany. Of the great classics, I cannot not mention Knut Hamsun, the Norwegian writer, who was also very influential here. He affected many Czech writers, both prose writers and poets, actually.
And I know that in the period of the First Republic, there was interest in Scandinavia. I mean, famously, Karel Čapek traveled through Scandinavia, didn't he, towards the end of his life?
Yes, and his book has been very popular here. And the image of Scandinavia that he gave in his book is something that has persisted.
And then water without end, furrowed by a small steamer and sailing boats with the silver line of the horizon, somewhere as far as, my friends, how big the world is. And again it closes up, from both sides high trees, so that you have hardly a strip of heaven above your head. And again the glistening gaze of a lake swings past, making space for heaven, distance, light, and the dazzling brightness, and the narrow silver edge of a river cuts into the woods. The smooth little mirror of a tiny water lily lake gives a sparkle. A red farmhouse is reflected in the silver water level, silver birches and dark alders, black and white cows on a bank as green as moss. Thank God, here again man and cows and rooks live on a flat bank of deep woods and waters.
And with the Second World War and then the period of communism, the relationship between the Czech literary world and Scandinavia became rather unbalanced, didn't it? Because Scandinavia became a place to escape to.
Shortly after 1948, the communists banned all writers who did not write according to the tenets of socialist realism. This meant, among other things, that also from approximately, let's say, 1950 until the end of the 50s, perhaps even a little bit it went into the 1960s, there were relatively few Scandinavian authors being translated, and those were communists. And only sometime in the 1960s, we began to have a greater selection of Scandinavian authors. But the communist censorship was much more strict concerning writers from those countries who were considered by communists to be more imperialist, more capitalist. So obviously, writers from countries such as the US, Great Britain, and West Germany, it was much more difficult to push these writers through the censorship than, for example, writers from Scandinavia.
And what about after 1968, when there really was a considerable emigration of Czech intellectuals to Scandinavia, to Sweden, I believe, in particular?
We can find some interesting cases of Czechs who either already wrote before they emigrated or they started writing after they emigrated to Scandinavia. For example, Michal Konupek, who was born in Prague, he started writing only after he emigrated to Norway. By now he considers himself to be a Norwegian writer because most of the texts he wrote them actually in Norwegian.
And does he write about Norwegian themes or Czech themes or something completely different?
He writes about both. Especially his first novel takes place in Czechoslovakia, but already his second novel, although this novel speaks of the experience of an emigrant from Czechoslovakia to Norway, the main plot, if one may put it this way, takes place in Norway nonetheless. So he writes both about his experience from, for example, when he was a kid here, etc., but also about his experiences after he already began to live in Norway.
And has his work been translated back into Czech?
That's a very interesting question. Only very little has been translated into Czech.
And another writer who comes to mind is Kateřina Janouchová, whose father is a very famous emigre nuclear physicist who's extremely well known in the Czech Republic, and his daughter Kateřina, who writes in Swedish, has also been translated into Czech, hasn't she?
Yes, definitely. And as far as I know, I think Kateřina Janouchová has enjoyed a much bigger success here than, for example, Konupek, and certainly more of her books have been translated into Czech.
How did you become interested in Scandinavian literature? Was it just by chance, or was it something that had always fascinated you?
This was really purely by chance. I always wanted to study English, and earlier it was only possible to study languages here in such a way that one always had to study two subjects together. Plus, as you perhaps know, earlier in the communist times, when I began to study, it was not possible to apply for several majors at the same time and just choose of the two or three subjects that you were interested most. So at that point, it was possible to only send one application for one subject. So that's what I did, and at that point, I could only choose of approximately three combinations together with English, and one of them was, for example, English and Korean. And I thought that English and Norwegian was a little bit less exotic than Korean.
And was there interest in Scandinavia here, I mean, among the general public and among students, among your fellow students?
Definitely, and I think that this interest has never disappeared. I think that until today, and since I teach here, I can see it every year, that the amount of people who apply to study either Norwegian or Danish or Swedish, that these are still rather large groups of people. So I think compared to maybe some other majors, I think in this regard we can consider ourselves lucky. Sometimes people ask me, what's the reason for this interest? And there are several reasons, but I think concerning especially Norway and Sweden, I think it has to do with the fact that Sweden and Norway have always been considered to be a little bit exotic, at least from the Central European perspective.
And Czechs love wild, mountainous places, don't they?
Yes, that's true, that's true. I'm speaking here obviously mainly of the beauty of nature in these countries, but perhaps it also has to do with something that people there are in some way different than what one encounters, for example, in Germany and in Central Europe.
But I should imagine that culturally, probably Czechs are rather closer to the Danes. It's a fairly low-lying country, far closer to the heart of Europe, and a beer-drinking country, a country with a tradition, with a reputation for having a sense of humour as well, things that are often associated with Czechs. Would you say that that's true, that there are certain similarities beyond, let's say, these very superficial things between Czechs and Danes?
Mm. Yes, I think you're right. I think Czechs have more in common with the Danes than with Norwegians and Swedes. One good example of the fact that Czechs and Danes have something in common is Jan Burian. Jan Burian is a well-known Czech singer, songwriter, and he has collaborated on many TV programs about Scandinavia, mainly about Denmark and Iceland. And he, at some point in his life, really fell in love with Denmark and also with Danish culture. And I think he is one of those cultural personalities who has promoted this view that the Danes and the Czechs have a lot in common. Among other things, he really enjoys reading the poetry of Danish writer Benny Andersen, and he also put several of his poems to music, and he recorded, if I'm not mistaken, at least 2 albums with his music and Benny Andersen's lyrics.
Pátrám bytě po číslech, dělám postřik mezi papíry v kapsách na lících. Pátrám bytě po číslech, dělám postřik mezi papíry v kapsách na lících. Jediný den bez účtu, jediný okamžik, který neskřípe vteřinami. Jediný den bez účtu, jediný okamžik, který neskřípe vteřinami, neskřípe vteřinami.
And finally, I'd like to ask you whether Czech readers today are interested in Scandinavian literature. Obviously, there's a worldwide interest in detective fiction from Scandinavia. And whether you think that that's going to continue?
Yes, I think I have a reason to believe that it will continue. And yes, indeed, there is a great interest among Czech readers in Scandinavian literature. And I'm pleasantly surprised, given how the situation was in the 90s. The Czech readers, after 1989, they were really interested in learning as much as they could about the countries that earlier were the target of most of the communist propaganda. So, for example, obviously the U.S. had always been presented as the ultimate enemy of the communist regime or of the Soviet bloc. So no wonder that the attention of the Czech readers was directed there. But I think that probably sometime around the year 2000, there came a certain period of satiation. I think that people had traveled quite a lot, and I think that maybe people realized that, we now know so much about countries such as the U.S., West Germany, etc., that maybe it's time to try to discover something new, something different. And I think that they began to slowly turn their attention to the so-called small literature again. And I think if, from what I've seen, there is a relatively steady growth in the interest in the literature of small countries. So therefore, I think that there is a good chance that this will still continue.
Well, long may it last. And Martin Humpal, thank you very much indeed for talking to Radio Prague.
Thank you.
Czech Books with David Vaughan, looking at Czech literary links with Scandinavia. We hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to comment, the address, as always, is english@radio.cz. Or better yet, you may even want to start a discussion on Radio Prague's Facebook page. And we're also on Twitter, so you can take part in these social networks. Please do so.